Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so happy today because Jesus is mine and He'll never let me down. I'm so happy.
Oh Lord, I know You're gonna
today.
Make my day.
Because
He's mine, and He'll never let me go. evening, this is your brother Elohim, out of Philadelphia, once again, I can't chit chat. Today we're going to be reading from Tyrannical Scriptures, Secret Doctrine. Oh boy, going to get into some different thought process today. First, I'd just like to make an assertion. I walk the path of being honest and good. And I will keep my mind focused and read what you saw. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of being enlightened, and I will get what I want. Make sure you know what you want. That's the key to the whole thing. You can get what you want, but you have to really know what you want and begin working forward, working towards it, and the universe will bring it to you because the universe works for you. Okay. I have to mention a little bit about love. You know, we do that every day. We're in bad shape when it comes to love, boy, I'm telling you. Love is that and make others feel good. It's really simple. It's not that complicated. It's only one emotion triggered by what you think is important. Okay? What you think is important, when somebody violates that importance, where emotion comes up, how much emotion comes up depends on how important the thing is that they're triggering, okay? All right. Now, we're going through 360 degrees of power. What does that mean? Well, we have 360 degrees, we have 360 thought processes, okay? Different thought process. Now, where do you get your thought processes from? I'm a little hoarse here, excuse me. I'm doing a lot of talking today. The thought process comes from your understanding of the language meaning of the words that they give. English language is a little crazy because most of the words have three or four meanings. So you say one thing and people think about another meaning or somebody thinks another meaning over here. And half the time, they don't know what you're talking about, you know? And that's how it'd be going down. But we're going to run through some of these words. We're going to deal with this thought process. And we're on page, we're on page 136 of the Tyrannical Scriptures, complete volume. It's the book that the members have. Those of you who are not members of the Elohim Five Tribes Society of Love, you won't be privy to this book. Although we will be reading out of this book every week, we're going to deal with the 360 degrees first. Once we go through those thought processes, then we run into some of the secret stuff in the book, how to run business, there's a lot of things in the book that you can relate to, you know, unincorporated corporations, trust laws, and all that stuff. So there's a lot in there, okay? Not a lot of stories in there because we deal with the facts. We know that stories are the occult, so we're not trying to occult you. We're trying to give you facts. We're trying to give you information that will help your thought process, help make you a better God. Don't get mad at me. I follow the Bible. The Bible says we are God. Don't I call you a God? I'm gonna lead them to the Bible. Okay. Just that the definition of what they give you for God is a little crazy. Yeah. You know, the definition they give you for God is the same definition they give you for Santa Claus. So, know what you're thinking, know if you're good or bad, so for good folks, and then say, oh, Santa Claus is coming, sit down, you know. This is the concept of God that they want you to deal with as well, you know. But the Bible tells you something different, you know. If you really try to follow the Bible, most of us are following the occult. That's the story. So whoever preacher is telling you, tells the story the best, that's the church you go to, okay? Whoever preacher entertains you the best, that's the church you go to, okay? Now, we might have to do some entertaining. We might have to do some occulting. I'm not sure. But we'll see as time goes on, okay? Now, the first word that we're dealing with today is knowledge. This is the Black Star Dictionary. Knowledge. The difference between knowledge and belief is nothing more than the degree of certainty with regard to things which make not an impression on the memory. It may be called belief, and knowledge is nothing more than a man's firm belief This is, I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but this is Black's Law Dictionary. Don't have a clue. The monster, he might have just put a caption in this here. Listen, y'all, we don't know what knowledge is, okay? Because as I read this, I'm going to read it again. I got to read this twice. Okay. The difference between knowledge and belief is nothing more than the degree of certainty with regard to things which make not an impression on the memory. It may be called belief, and knowledge is nothing more than a man's firm belief. Okay. If I firmly believe that if I jump off this building, I'm going to be all right. Okay. That becomes knowledge. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. That's basically what it just said. I just read it twice. I might read it again. I have to read this again. The difference between knowledge and belief is nothing more than the degree of certainty with regard to things which make an impression on the memory. It may be called belief, and knowledge is nothing more than a man's firm belief. I'll tell you what, you can believe firmly that if you eat and go to the, that if you keep eating, you won't have to go to the bathroom. You can believe that as firmly as you want, but I'm going to tell you something. I don't care how bad you believe it. You're going to have to go to the bathroom one way or another, you know? I mean, I'm going to read it one more time, and then we're going to move. But this is Black's Law Dictionary. I should have put a couple maybe meanings from Webster's Dictionary. Listen to it again one more time. The difference between knowledge and belief is nothing more than the degree of certainty with regard to things which make not an impression on the memory. It may be called belief, and knowledge is nothing more than a man's firm belief. This is Black's Law Dictionary. As I said, and might as well put a caption under there. Excuse me, people. We actually don't know what knowledge is. It would have been better. Okay, let's get into a different thought process. That's a thought process that they're putting out as far as knowledge is concerned. Now, this is now our... So, those who are just chiming in, we're reading out of Tyrannical Scripture's complete volume, page 136, because 360 degrees. This is what we're going to be going through for the next few weeks, because everything is about your thought process. And if you read what Black's Law Dictionary tells you about this word and the thought process is giving you on the word, it's a little confusing. Okay, when you really get into it. Okay, now Elohim in the book is giving you a thought process. It says, knowledge is power, which can be mathematically computed. If it doesn't add up, it's belief, not knowledge. Knowledge is mathematics related to reality. That sounds a little confusing too, don't it? Let me read that again. Knowledge is power, which can be mathematically computed. If it doesn't add up, it's belief, not knowledge. Knowledge is mathematics related to reality. Okay? Now, okay. Let's deal with that. There's a few definitions down here, too. So we get into a few thought processes on knowledge. Okay? When you're born, they tell you you have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Okay, why do they put it in that order? Wisdom. Excuse me, I'm a little hoarse. Excuse me. I spent a long day. Why do they put it in that order? Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. All right, let's think about that for a minute. Everybody on the planet is born wise. I will say that again. Everybody on the planet is born wise. That's one of the reasons why the Bible says you all got, okay? Now, watch your children. Watch the little ones. They're wise enough to watch what's going on. And when they get up and they first start walking, they're going to be grabbing on to things, okay? They're wise enough to know they little legs can't hold me up. So I got to hold on to something to walk around this room. And they're holding on to things as they're walking around the room because they know that you know that you got to hold their hand when they walk. So when they first start walking, you're holding their hand. So they know they got to hold on. The children are wise, okay? Now they grab something, and it ain't strong enough to hold them up, and they fall down on their little butt. Now they have knowledge of that particular thing. So when they go back there or walking around a room, they're not going to grab that no more because they know they have knowledge about it now. Because it's a fact that the last time they grabbed it, they fell on their butt. It didn't hold them up. Didn't hold them up, okay? Now they have knowledge about a certain thing. Now they have an understanding that everything in this room might not be strong enough to hold them up. So I got to test things as I'm walking. I got to check things to see if this is strong enough, if this is going to move. Wisdom, you're born with that. Knowledge, they gain as they sojourn on their journey. Understanding, they get as they're traveling on their journey. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, okay? There's only one pure science on the planet. That's mathematics. Mathematics is the only pure science on the planet, okay? This is why Elohim relate mathematics, knowledge is power, which can be mathematically computed. See what I'm saying? If one and one is not coming up to two on your journey, something's wrong. You got to recheck what you're doing, okay? Somebody's telling you one thing and something else is going on. It don't add up. It don't make sense. So you have to check what's going on, okay? If it doesn't add up, it's belief, not knowledge. People believe a whole bunch of stuff and has nothing to do with reality. You know what I mean? You witnessed the last election and what happens with the Republicans and the statements they're making and what they're saying about the virus, all this stuff. They don't have scientific data to back up what they're saying. If it can't be mathematically computed, it don't add up, okay? Now, knowledge. Okay, let's just be throwing these thought processes out there because the first thought process comes from a dictionary. Like I said, they might as well just put under there, we don't know what knowledge is, okay? But we're going to break it down for you. This is in Tyrannical Scriptures, those that have the book. We're on page 136, okay? I'm going through 360 degrees of knowledge. This is what we're going through, okay? Now, it's another thing. Knowledge. Knowing that you don't know. Man, that's important. You know how important it is knowing when you don't know something? And if you got to do something and you know you don't know nothing about it, you're wise enough to go and pick up a book or talk to somebody. Do like the children say, if you don't know, ask somebody. Knowledge is knowing that you don't know. That's interesting because a lot of people are doing it. They don't know they don't know. You know what I mean? But they don't know they got to check. They got to study. They got to research this thing before they jump off into it. That's why so many things are going crazy out here with the youngsters, okay? Because they just don't know that they don't know, okay? Let's deal with another one. Knowing how to find out what you don't know. See what I'm saying? This is knowledge. If you know, like, I'm not the greatest computer guy in the world, but I got books here. I'm studying. I know where to get the information from. And, you know, I'm also finding out that YouTube is actually absolutely amazing. There's a lot of stuff on YouTube. You can type in. There's somebody trying to teach you something about everything on YouTube. It's absolutely amazing. Blowing my mind. I'm grateful for the internet because I know where to find stuff. I can't go to the library since I'm not the greatest computer guy in the world. I can't hack my way into nothing. But they got it on YouTube about every doggone thing. I haven't found nothing that I was looking for so far that somebody on YouTube wasn't teaching. It's absolutely amazing, okay? Knowing how to find out what you don't know, okay? And knowing when to and when not to. Now, that's an interesting thought. you have to know when, as I said, using a card or phraseology, know when to hold and know when to fold. You have to know when to do something and when not to do something. You know what I'm saying? Hey, like they say, you know not to bring a knife to a gunfight. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm just using these terms because we're familiar with these terms, and these terms make a lot of sense. If I'm going to a gunfight, I'm going to leave my knife on. I'm bringing my guns with me. Or you might bring your knife anyway for a backup, but make sure you got the guns with you. That's what I'm saying. Know when to and when not to. That's very important. All this is part of knowledge. Now, after I get through the thought processes, the Elohim is sending you through, okay, then I'll go back. I'm going to read Black's Law Dictionary again. And you'll see the difference in the thought process from where Elohim is taking you to where Black's Law Dictionary is taking you, okay? But here's another one. Knowing that you need to know. You understand what I'm saying? Knowing that you need information, knowing that you need to know, okay? That's why when my children are going to school, they don't know that they need this information. They don't know what to do with it. They don't know how to interact with the people in school, the teachers, whatever. They're going to school because it represents a job at the end of their schooling. So that they can get their little apartment or whatever, the following saying. But they need the information for so much more than that. But they don't know that because the system is sending them to school because the system needs what? Workers. The system needs a working class. And when you're going through school, you're being trained all the way through college to be part of the working class. You get out of college, what do you do? You got a resume in your hand. Man, I need a job. You want an IBM, CBS, you're going someplace to get a job. If you can't find a job, you got people with college degrees working in Chino's and McDonald's. You follow what I'm saying? Because they just couldn't find that in their field if they wanted. Either they wasn't good enough or they were overqualified. Yeah, you got a lot of people just overqualified, and the person that's hiring them don't want to bring them in because they're worried about their job. No, this guy's too smart. He won't take my job. I say, I'm not hiring this guy. A lot of times when you're putting the resumes in, you got to be careful with all of, especially if you're really sharp. You got to be careful with all the stuff that you're putting down that you can do, you know? Because a lot of these people that are hiring, they won't hire you. You know what I'm saying? So know that you need to know. Knowing that you must keep searching. From the cradle to the grave. All I'm saying, from the cradle to the grave. You got to keep searching, keep studying, keep learning from the cradle to the grave. Even after you get what you want, you have to keep going. You have to keep on moving. Now, we're dealing with the thought processes that come in with knowledge. knowing who you are, knowing where you come from, and is the understanding of wisdom, okay? So wisdom and knowledge kind of go hand in hand, okay? It's the understanding of wisdom, you know? You have to know who you are. If you don't know who you are, how do you know what you can do? How do you know what you're capable of? What heights you can soar to? This is very important. You need to know who you are and what you can do. This is why Psalms 82 in the Bible is so important. It tells you who you are. If you accept that as who you are, you know you are an unlimited being. You have no limit as to what you can do, where you can go. You know what I'm saying? Someplace you might not want to go, but knowing who you are is very important because it takes the cap off of what you think you can do and what you think you can accomplish, okay? Now, the application of wisdom, I'm not answering those good lines right now. The application of wisdom and knowing the difference between the two, okay? Let's deal with that for a minute. Can I remember that the comment or something you want to say, all you have to do is press one on your mic and let me know you have a comment or something you want to say, and I'll open your mic up and you can make a comment or whatever, okay? frequency, no, that's a whole different word. The application of wisdom and knowing the difference between the two, okay? The application of wisdom and knowing the difference between wisdom and knowledge, okay? You can have knowledge and aren't wise enough to know how to use it, okay? You can have knowledge and not wise enough to know how to use the knowledge that you have. You have to know the difference between wisdom and knowledge. You can have knowledge, but you have to know how to use it. We have a lot of people that know how to, that know things, but they don't know what to do with what they know. They don't know how to capitalize on what they know. See, all this, these are things that you have to think about. These are the thought processes that the Toronto Scripture can rewrite wants you to go through to expand your thoughts. The thought process is very important, what John's saying about the word. Now, I'm going to read again. I'm going to read it two times again. I've got to read it again myself. I can't believe the definition they got here. This is Black's Law Dictionary. The difference between knowledge and belief is nothing more than the degree of certainty with regard to things that make not an impression on the memory. It may be called belief, and knowledge is nothing more than a man's firm belief. Holy crap. That's like saying they just don't know what knowledge is. Okay? I'm just saying. I'm just saying. There's a lot of different thoughts when you deal with knowledge. Now, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, a form of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. It's just a matter of applying it and knowing how to use it. Okay? We're dealing with, we're dealing with knowledge. Okay, now, the next word that we're going to go to, right, is frequency. Now, this is the definition of frequency that we're getting from the books. Frequency is the number of recurring occurrences of repeating events per unit of time. It is also referred to as temporal, okay? Now, that frequency is dealing with time. I wonder why that's in there right there with vision. Let's get into it and see exactly what's going on here. Frequency is the number of occurrences of repeating events per unit of time. It is also referred to as temporal. Okay. okay. Now, that's the thought process that they're giving you. Okay, now this is the third process that Elohim is bringing forth for you. It's a third process. There's no right or wrong here. None of this is right or wrong. I'm really hard. I hope I can make it the whole hour. None of this is right or wrong. It's just different thought processes that you're dealing with. Okay. now, Elohim. Movement that consistently changes at a fixed rate, okay? Now, the Earth goes around the sun at a fixed rate, 365 point something days a year. That's a fixed rate. You can set your watch by that. In fact, we did. We set our calendars, our watches, set our calendars by that. The Earth rotates in a circle in 24 hours. We set our watches by that, okay? That's what frequency is. 24 hours is one frequency of the Earth's rotation. Okay. Now the Earth does that 365 times per rotation around the sun. Okay. So that's where we get that's the frequency of how the Earth goes around the sun, how the Earth revolves on its axis, is by time. We're measuring time by this. How many times you move? It moves 24 hours in a certain period. That's one frequency. See what I'm saying? We got 365 frequencies of Earth rotation per year that goes around the sun. That's why I say 365 days. because every 24 hours is one frequency, okay? That's how frequent the Earth turns on its axis, okay? I hope I'm making this kind of clear. okay. It's the measurement of vibration. If you look at those in electronics, they have a chart because when they hook you up to different things, it goes up and down, up and down, up and down, okay? That's something that's vibrating at a certain rate. Every time that wave go up and down, that's one frequency. So they measure it 60 minutes. If your heart beats 60 minutes, then that's how frequent your heart is beating. And normally it beats around 60 beats a minute. So you can put your finger on your wrist and you can determine if your heart's beating fast or beating slow. If you're getting more than, like you say, 1,001, that's 1 second. So if you're getting more beats, let's say you get 2 beats in that 1,001, then your heart's beating at 120 beats per second. I measure my heart, and it's beating at 153 beats per second. I sit down for a minute, slow myself down. Say, ooh, something's wrong here, you know? But that's what frequency is. How often something goes from point A to point B, okay? All energy has a vibration. All energy vibrates at a certain frequency. Now you have to measure. Now a rock is vibrating a much lower frequency than water, okay? The lower the frequency of the molecule, they're going by the molecule. If the molecules are moving at a certain pace, the object is more solid. A good example of that is is water. If you heat the molecules up in the water, it turns into a gas. If you slow the molecules down in the water, it turns into ice. Now, how frequent do the molecules move when it's at a temperature that's below freezing? And how frequent do the molecules move when they're at a temperature that's based on that when it turns into gas? Okay, because there's three states of vibrations for water, solid, liquid, and gas. Each one of those states, the molecules in the water is vibrating at a different frequency. That's why you're getting those three states. Okay. like I'm saying, all energy has vibratory frequency. the rate of vibration is frequency. Okay. This is a thought process so that if you're reading a book, when you hit these words, these thought processes are going to come up. Okay. So you have a better understanding when they say frequency, what they mean. Like if you go to, if you get up every day and you go to work every day, you know what I'm saying? Well, how frequently do you go to work in a week? If you're going once a day, that's 7 times a week. So you're frequenting work 7 times a week. You know what I'm saying? With averages out to 365 days a year, if you're going every day, you know what I'm saying? How frequently does he go to work? He goes to work 365 days a year. But everybody don't do that because we only work a five-day work week. So you only frequent your job 5 days a week, okay? okay, instead of 365 days, you're not there 365 days, okay? So it's a difference. That's what frequency is. How often, what time you move based on what you're doing, okay? Now, a fact or condition of returning over and over to the same point. You know what I'm saying? That's another thought process. If you're going to, let's say you walk down the block and you come back, right? You went from where you were to the end of the block and you came back, okay? That's one frequency. Now, how many times you do that, that would depend on you and how fast you're moving. if you're moving very fast, you might be able to go up and down that block three or four times in a minute. If you're moving very slow, it might take you 4 or 5 minutes to go up and down that block 4 or 5 times. So you become what you think in terms of the moving element to determine the frequency of how many times you go up and down that block. I'm throwing this thought process. It's just something, it's just ways to think. Like I'm saying, there's no right or wrong here. It's just different ways to think about something. So to really understand what's going on, when they say frequency, a lot of people don't have a clue what they mean by frequency, okay? The earth and your brain vibrate at the same frequency, okay? 72 megahertz. The earth vibrates 72 megahertz. The universe vibrates 72 megahertz. And your brain vibrates at 72 megahertz. That's very interesting. Your brain is vibrating at the same frequency as the cosmos is. Now, what's the significance of that? You know, now, what you might want to ask yourself is, if my brain is vibrating, what in my brain is vibrating? What's vibrating? What's moving at 72 megahertz? What in my brain is moving at 72 megahertz, okay? And when we look at the brain, the whole body can be broken down to a molecular structure, and the molecules are moving, okay? There's dark matter out there that's moving, subspace, that's moving. All these things is moving out there, you know, in space, dealing with the dark matter. See what I'm saying? What's the frequency of dark matter? 72 megahertz. That's what they're going by. You want to come from that? They know that dark matter exists, although they can't do anything with it. Not yet. They're learning. Dark matter is a very powerful energy. And when they're able to use that, things are really going to change. You think they're going fast now? Holy crap. They're going to really be able to travel space once they master dark matter. They're working on it. At least they know it's there. And that's something, okay? All brains have a certain type of vibration, but they're all slightly different. Now, we're vibrating at 72 megahertz, but there's 72 point, okay? There's a number between 72 megahertz to 73 megahertz. There's a, so... Some might be vibrating at 72.1 or 0.0001, things like that there, because we can communicate, even though all of the brains are vibrating at 72 megahertz, there's a different vibratory frequency that can be noticed, all right? Between brain to brain to brain to brain. I don't know if the scientists are dealing with, well, they might be dealing with this. This is not really complicated. There's a certain frequency difference between one brain and another, although all brains are vibrating at 72 megahertz, okay? So just like if you have, if you plug an instrument, okay, the instrument might be vibrating at the pitch that they would call C, but there's vibrations leading up to that vibration. There's vibrations within that vibration. It gets a little complicated when you start thinking about it, but frequency really just means how often something does what it does. That's the best way to say it. That's the easiest way to say it. A frequency is how often something does what it does. Don't care what it is. Don't matter what it is. None of that matters, okay? If you jumping off steps 10 times a minute, then your frequency is 10. It's 10 per minute. That's how frequent you jump off the step. How many times somebody does something relates to a frequency, and we put that on time, okay? Normally, I don't know why they use the word temporal, because temporal is normally dealing with time travel, but that has something to do with frequency too. But I don't really know anybody that's actually done any time traveling, so But it's a thought process to go back in time and do things, you know, and how fast you have to be moving. Can you do it with speed? If I'm saying, is time a reality or is time just a measurement of a measurement of something, a unit of measurement? If I'm saying, so we're going to go back in time. What does that mean? That means you're moving fast, you're moving slow. Can you go fast enough in a certain direction to have time go in a different way? These are just things to think about, okay? Oh, boy, that carried away again. I don't know why you took carried away. You're so fired up here talking. I apologize for not being on the airwaves every day because it gets a little tricky. I know I won't be on the airwaves tomorrow, so those of you on the line, you know, let me just check in tomorrow because tomorrow I will be 75 years old. That's right. Birthday, Earth Day, and a lot of different names. I'll be 75 tomorrow, and it's good, right? Right now, I have to run through a little commercial here. Before I get too far down the line here, we haven't started time, and I've done a commercial. This Elohim Five Tribes, a conference of 30 of the events. Elohim Five Tribes Society of the Law. We present Elohim every night from 8 to 9, 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you want to talk and get us to know something. And you want to give us a shout out, okay? We do not mention your name unless you want us to. We use the last 4 digits of your phone number. And that will let us know, that will let you know, that we know that you have your hand up and you have a Facebook, okay? Monday, we're dealing with Society News. Tuesday, we're dealing with Chronicles, Scriptures, Complete Volume. That's Chronicles, Scriptures, Complete Volume. That's the Secret Doctrine. We carry the picture of that, but today's topic was you're caught in the matrix, we're coming to get you. I will start next week. I stopped texting. I'm starting next week since I'm hitting and missing all the shows. I will be texting when I'm on air, so that way you'll know when I'm on, when I'm not. You know. But I think you should check it, okay? And I got a gospel CD on the market that is coming. the link is CD Baby for CD, and it will be first two. That's the number two. So just go ahead and check us out. And remember, we ask ourselves, when Jesus come back, where he's coming from, he's coming out of the goddess's womb. So your sister, be mindful of what you're dumping out there, because what you're dumping might lead you to the one to get us out of this mess thing, okay? So I'm going to check out my book, Chronicles, Scriptures, Part 2, A Christ Has Come. Got some pretty good information. And if for the CD or the book, just call 215-758-7203 and you get information on the CD or the book on the Chronicles, Scriptures, Complete. No, Chronicles, Scriptures, Occurred. Come, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Horace Butler. I got to mention his name every day because he's in Black history. I like him because he understands what's going on. So if you get a chance, buy his book or go on YouTube. He's got some lectures out there that you can deal with. Now, they knocked him off, but what can I tell you? You know, this guy's pretty powerful. Wait a minute, I don't know if they knocked him off. I don't know if Horace Butler is still alive or not. I think I'm premature with that. I'm thinking about that knowledge of the Herbert time brother. That brother's heavy. Yeah, they got rid of him. Also, I'd like to give a shout out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube. I'm the main Kenitra 11. Check her out. She's doing a little singing. I'd like to give a shout out to the Mickey Love Show. She's the spiritual advisor. Her number is 909-749-26. I'm kind of rushing through everything because I'm running a little late here. I don't know why. I get fired up on this talk. I'm seeing this commercial. I'd like to give a shout out to Division 121. I don't know if this number is still good. I've called Division 21 and came through. So, anyway, the number is 267-822-2320. The reason why I like mentioning the UNIA because it was the largest marketing side of Garvey. Had the largest black organization in the history of the country, okay? And with that, I like to just honor him by mentioning the UNIA every day. And that branch, I know it's still active, so Division 121 is still active. I'd like to give a shout out to the UAIA. They're offering land to build on in Africa, RBG Industries, and they design clothes, buttons, as black. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit or a line, just give them a call. 609-68-5828. You're interested in the red, black, and green flags or the black, brown, red, yellow, and white flag that belongs to the nation. Just give him a call. He'll hook you up. I would like to give out to a shout out to Thomas Thornton. He writes under the name of Heaven 2019 T. Thornton. For more information, just give him a call, 267-259-4077. I think it's Taylor Tosh Learning Academy. She's a registered EMT, and she's in medical school, soon to be a doctor. She has the after-school services in West Philadelphia area. So for the best quality children services, call 215-594-3081 from 75. Email address is taylortoshlearningacademy.com. I'd like to give a shout-out to our resident manager, Dr. Taylor, Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7255. I forgot to mention Safemore Electronics. So if you need some electrical work, so just give them a call. Their number is 215-909-3652. Okay? And Dr. Paul's number is 215-779-7255. And we got Dr. Bird. He's a naturopath. He's a natural healer. Okay? His number is 61-561-3862. Okay. Let me have a little quick commercial for you. Now, let's get back to where we were. We only got about 10 minutes left. Throws it on the line. Thank you very much. I appreciate you chiming in. Now, definitely won't be here tomorrow. I don't know what I'm going to be doing. Maybe a transfer tomorrow, but tomorrow's my birthday, my Earth Day. Like I said, I'll be 74. So, okay. Now, we're dealing with frequency. Now, I've been breaking, I work frequency down pretty good, I think, so that you know exactly what frequency is, okay? There's more here to frequency. There's a lot of thought process going through frequency, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to skip down a little bit. I'm going to skip down a little bit and go to the next word, okay? Leader. That's the next word that we're dealing with. Next word we're dealing with, leader. But let me say this first. The universe vibrates at a certain frequency and can detect other frequencies. That's the thought process I want to put out there. And I shouldn't skip too much of it. I'll go back over some of the next week. A human brain can control the vibratory frequency of the universe to bring about certain events. That's the thought process that you need to have. I'm skipping. There's a few more in here. I'm going to go over some next week. The universe vibrates at a certain frequency and can detect other frequencies. The human brain can control the vibratory frequency of the universe to bring about certain events. So if you're asking for things through action and reaction, the universe can literally, the universe can literally bring it to you, okay? The next word that we're dealing with is leader. A leader is one who influences or leads others. That's Wikipedia. A leader is one who influences or leads others. That's Wikipedia. And when he says, master of themselves. you can't lead nobody else if you don't know where you're going, right? That just makes sense. You know? A leader is also a slave master. Wait a minute. You don't deal with slavery. When you talk about a slave master, how can all leaders be slave masters? You are automatically a slave master because you are the master of your body. You are incorporeal energy form of flesh, and you have total control over this flesh suit that you're in. It will literally do whatever you tell it to do. You know what I'm saying? Even to the point where you're destroying yourself and others. And get out here with man's inhumanity to man. And it doesn't have to be that way, but that's what's going on, okay? A leader is a slave master. Whether they're leading you or you're leading yourself, okay, if you let somebody lead you around by the nose, that's a slave master. some guys get females beat around by the nose. They just so into that female, they'll do whatever she tells them. Sometimes females do the same thing. They're just so into the guy, they do whatever the guy tells them. You know what I mean? Call them leading around by the nose. That's what we call that, you know? And you're literally giving them control over your slave, okay? Because that physical body is your slave to do what you want to do with it, and it will do what you tell it to do, okay? The next one is intermediary, all right? A leader is an intermediary. They normally act in between you and evil, in between you and power. I'll put it like that. They normally act between you and power. That's what's going on, okay? This is when you're sitting in church. Quite a few people have won this one, but when you're sitting in church, when they tell you God is in control, okay, they're placing an intermediary between you and your power, okay? And whatever intermediary they give you, that's who they're putting in between you and your power in your thought process. It's mostly only in your mind. Certain groups, I'm a name for intermediaries, and you know exactly what I'm talking about when I name them. The greatest intermediary here in the United States is Jesus. And you got Muhammad. Okay, he's an intermediary. And you got Buddha. And you got Hare Krishna. Okay? Then you got Amun. Yeah, well, let me say Amun-Ra. Then you got Amun-Ra. You got Thoth. These are intermediaries that they're claiming is the one God. Okay? Although the book that they're following, well, most of the books that they're following will tell them that there's more than one God. All the books I've read express that there's more than one God. Bhagavad Gita, Ahasuki, Life of Peace and Master. I've read quite a few of them. I read the Quran, all of them. And they're telling that there's more than one God. The Quran calls you a vicegerent. If you read the Quran, check out what a vicegerent is, you know? So all of them are giving you an intermediary. And now they become the intermediary between the intermediary, because you want to know who the God is that they're dealing with. Follow the money. You follow the money. Whoever's controlling that money, that's the God that you're praying to, okay? And that's the intermediary between you and the intermediary of your power. Well, God told me to do something for the long term. See what I'm saying? There's intermediary. Now, we got egos, okay? Most leaders are egotistic. They're egotists. They're egotistic people, most leaders are. And their ego prompts them to think they're so much greater and that you need... Okay, you literally need them to lead you around. Okay, I come to the Nation of Islam. You know, oh, we need leadership. Why? I know how to cross the street. I know when the light turned green, I can walk across the street. Why I need you to lead me across the street? Oh, you need leadership. You know what I'm saying? They're pushing that at you because they want you to keep in mind that they're. They can take you where you can't take yourself. And that's not true. Because there's nothing that any of them can do for you that you can't do for yourself. I understand. They say that, but they don't say it like this. No, you got to do for yourself. That's what I'm saying. They say that, but they don't say it the way I'm saying it right now. Okay? That ego... You listen to him talk. You hear that ego come out. I mean, you hear it. You follow what I'm saying? Now, not all, and this is in the book, it doesn't say all or whatever. It just says kind of it. Okay? So there's no explanation on the cards. Now, we know that all of the leaders are kind artists, but there's a kind game going on. Anytime they tell you and keep you away from being who you are, in your thought process that you are God, you know what I'm saying? There's a con going on. They're conning you out of something. I went to one church. They wanted me to sign a contract to give them 10% of my earnings. I'm saying to myself, now I'm just getting here. I didn't want a contract for me to give them 10% of my money. And what are they offering me? You follow what I'm saying? Like I said, but if it ain't mathematically, but don't add up, something's wrong with it. I'm giving you money. Do I get money back? You know what I'm saying? What percentage of the money that you collected that you're making profit on after the expenses are paid, do I get back? Mathematically, it's not adding up. It don't make sense. That's not dealing with reality. If all you're giving me is spiritual advice, you follow what I'm saying? If all you're giving me is spirit, why can't I give you spirit back? I got spirit just like you got spirit. It gets a little tricky, you know? It really gets a little tricky. There's a con going on, okay? And you have to recognize what the con is because you reap what you sow. If I'm sowing money, I want to reap money. That's how it's supposed to work. If I'm showing you, sowing my spiritual and all that, I'm coming in, I'm spending time in the church, I'm helping to fix up the church and do things and all that, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm reading them, vibing, singing, and having a good time together, okay. If I like what's going on and, you know, the bills and stuff got to be paid for me to be in there, okay, that's one thing. But for me to give you the money where you can buy you a $5 million house and I can barely pay my rent, the mathematics don't add up. You got a jet, planes, $200,000 car, you know what I mean? With a $25,000 car will get you there just as nice. You follow what I'm saying? It don't add up. Something's wrong with the picture. But if the con going on, you got to figure out what the con is, all right? We're dealing with leaders here. Now, another thing it says that leaders are, they're control freaks. They're control freaks. If you've ever been in the military, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't do like I tell you, that's an order. Do what I tell you or I'm going to lock you up. You're going to jail. I'm in total control of the situation. I'm in charge. So I'm in control. You do what I tell you, you're a mile away out of the highway. You understand? And in the churches, it's the same way, you know? Now, a leader is someone who needs somebody to follow them. You have to be careful of those guys. Oh, boy, we are actually out of time. This time goes by so fast, when, especially when I'm doing this book here. Because I like getting into this book. I have walked the path to being honest and good today, and I eagerly embrace all that I've done to come back to you. So let it be written. So let it be done. Remember, guys, love is the act that make up feel good. Okay? Now, remember what I said, those who are on the line, I definitely won't be here, so you don't have to check. But tomorrow's my, I guess they call it Earth Day, or whatever you want to call it. But tomorrow is my Earth Day. So I'm going to be doing something, I'm sure what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be doing something, okay? With that, I want you to know, love is an act that makes others feel good. So make sure that tomorrow, you're having a feel good day, okay? Make sure you're doing things to make them feel good. And try to get people to reciprocate. Try to get people to do things to make you feel good. And your day-to-day journey would be a lot better. Like I said, it's all about the thought process. And that's what we're giving you now. We're going through some of the thoughts and the processes that you can think about, trying to make things a little clearer to you, because some of these definitions that you're getting out of the book, they're not really that clear. And what Elohim is attempting to do is to clear all this up, okay? With that, just remember, love is the act and make God feel good. Much love. We'll chit-chat day after tomorrow, okay? Much love, guys.